I'm not. No, no, I'm not.
I'm Balaganta, just go like that.
Bring it in.
Hine Yom Gula. There's a piano right here. Hine Yom Gula. Hine Yom
Gula.
You'll play the chords to his Hine Yom Gula.
exists. Right?
Thank you, Rabbi Schick. Thank you, Avi. Thank you, Bensi. Thank you, everyone. Thank you, everyone. Thank you. I just want to talk together a little bit about the light, about darkness, because whenever you talk about light, it goes with darkness. Kislev, getting ready for Hanukkah. Hine Yom Geula, Shabbos. Shabbos is light. We light candles, the aura of Shabbos, the clarity of Shabbos, the clarity of Geula, to be redeemed, not to be in Gullus, not to be in darkness. And Yaakov Avinu, of course, Yaakov Avinu encountering the greatest darkness, which is the Saroy Shel Esav. In this week's parsha, Vayvaser Yaakov Levadoi, which, by the way, is one of the fundamentals of Judaism and the fight against the Yetzirah, is Al Tiyeh Rasha Bifnei Atzmecha, as we have on the sweatshirts from last year, that greater to be with somebody in the darkness, not to be alone in the dark, is that the Yetzirah gets a person when he's alone. The Yetzirah represents himself, choshech, in being alone, being, not so much being alone, more feeling that loneliness, being lonely, and that nobody's with you. One of the inspirations that I had yesterday when the chevra came and just to talk, Mir Tashem, we should talk more and more. We have to have more times to talk and to freely be open and to share, is that part of Geula, which is really what Shabbos is. Shabbos is, if you would write it down, it would be, can I write on this over here? If you would write it down, it would end up being Shabbos, Geula, family, Torah, Yaakov Avinu. Thank you. Let's try and get to all of this, because this is what I want to share with everybody. Shabbos, Geula, family, Yaakov, Torah, love. Beautiful. Shabbos, Geula, family, Yaakov, Torah, love, R. That's it. Okay, we'll have to get it. Thank you, everybody. And you know what? They're all the same. I'll tell you why they're the same. Everybody here, let's get a guitar. Beautiful. Everybody here, all of us want to connect to our neshama. Everybody here is so connected to your neshama. We don't even realize how we're connected to our neshama more than our body. Our body is just wants desires. Our body wants to sleep. Our body wants just food and comfort. But our soul will always shine. Our soul, a Jewish soul, each and every one of us, no matter how much alcohol, no matter how many apps, no matter how many phones, no matter how many distractions, the soul will always penetrate. The soul, your neshama. Your neshama is what brought you to this world. Your neshama is what brought you to this Beis Medrash. Your neshama is what will bring you to everything that you desire that is beautiful and is your family, your children, your son, your daughter, your family, sitting with your family, Shabbos. Shabbos is R. Shabbos is light. Shabbos is light because Shabbos reminds us. Shabbos reminds me. And if you have trouble with Shabbos, if you struggle with Shabbos, if Shabbos to you is like Viggy said last night, Viggy said yesterday so well, if you struggle with Shabbos, whoa, are you so holy. If you struggle with Shabbos, you know why you struggle with Shabbos? The reason you struggle with Shabbos is because you know that Shabbos is so deep. And you know that Shabbos is more than what maybe it was told to you and what it was showed to you. The same with Torah. Torah is the same way. Boy, if you struggle with Torah and someone opens up Torah for you and it's so hard for you, it's just a raya that it's so deep for you. It's so deep, because otherwise you would just spit it out and you wouldn't want to be so upset at it. Like Viggy said yesterday, he's like, oh, he was so upset at Hashem. And he said, ugh, he was so upset. That was the connection. That was the connection. The gullus, the bitterness of my gullus, the bitterness of my situation, of my shame, of my difficulty, that is the geula. That is my geula. That is my geula. The aleph, the difference between gola, gullus, and geula is one letter. What's that letter? Goyla and Gula. What? Aleph. Aleph represents the Alufa Yishal Olam. It represents your neshama. It represents your connection to your nitzchias, to your eternity, to the fact that you were put in this world. Each and every one of us were put in this world, and I'm so depressed. I'm so down. I'm so confused. You know why? You know why? Because that's what this world is. This world is a confusing world. It's a confusing world. I thought that was the guitar. It's a confusing, that was pretty good. The world is confusing. Growing up in a family and being told certain things and having certain things that happen to you are painful. Making a living and living out in the world is pain. People think there's something wrong with them when they're depressed and when they're down and when they're angry and when they're confused. There's nothing wrong with you. There's something so right with you. There's something so right. Esav, like we said yesterday, Esav, Yishmael, Gullus. The Jewish people, what are we? We're the little shepsel. We're the little sheep. We're the little tiny sheep that goes bah. That's this little cute little sheep that's so humble, that is surrounded by all of these angry wolves who are trying to devour it. That's the reality. Shabbos belongs to the Jewish people. Shabbos belongs to me and you. Shabbos belongs to our families. Shabbos belongs to your neshama. Shabbos belongs to the aura, to that light, the light that we're all looking for. What does light represent? Light represents clarity, that I have clarity. When a person doesn't have simcha, ein simcha kataras asveikas, Chazal tell us, in simcha kataras asveikas means when you have clarity, or zarua la tzadik uli yishrei lev simcha, when you have clarity, then you're okay. When you have clarity, you have simcha, you have happiness, you have light, you're able to see. So if you're confused, it means that you're right on par. If you struggle, that means that you're like Yaakov Avinu has a limp. Yaakov Avinu was hit hard. Yisrael, they ask the Kasha, right? Everyone asked the Kasha, yeah, you know it, Avram? They asked the Kasha, why is he called Yisrael? We should be called Tuchal. Because what is that Tuchal? Because what does it say? Ki you fought. Ki im Yisrael, ki sarisa im Elokim, you fought. Sarisa means you fought. V'manashem v'tuchal, so we should be called after the fact that we were successful. We're not called after our success. We're called after our fight. Because that's what life is about. Shabbos. Let me ask you guys a question. Who enjoys Shabbos? Emir Tzashem. Who enjoys Shabbos the most? Who enjoys Shabbos the most? Shalom's a good example. I'll tell you why Shalom's a good example. Shalom, you answered very well. I'll tell you why you answered very well. Who enjoys Shabbos the most? The guy who works hard the whole week, The guy who doesn't see his wife and children because he's working, gets up early, goes to bed late, works and works and works. Comes Friday night and he sits with his beautiful, and again, I can't say this enough, to close your eyes and dream and dream and dream of the candles lit and your wife sitting next to you, sitting with you, with your children, with the table, the grape juice on the table or on the, could be on the tablecloth also. To dream, I'm being serious, dream and dream that your kids are in pajamas on the couch and you're sitting with them on the floor, yes, on the couch with them. You're sitting playing games. When I see everyone here on Shabbos playing games, Emir Tashem, you'll be Zocha, you'll be playing cards, you'll be playing Monopoly, you'll be playing, I don't know what other games.
Rummy Cub.
We've spoken about that. Code Names. Sitting there, what?
Katan.
What is it called?
Katan. The biggest game here.
Katan. Settlers. Right? What?
The guy works the whole week, and he's just so tired from the week, and it happened to be Shabbos that it's not working. I don't know if it's enjoying Shabbos. It could have been a Tuesday at the same time.
Right.
Same way it could have been Tuesday. I'm trying to stop where Shabbos is.
Right. So Aviel. So that's a beautiful question. And the answer is that Hashem made Shabbos a day of rest. And Hashem made a day of Shabbos so that you'll be able to speak to your children and you'll be able to fall asleep at the table and you'll doze off while the soup is right there. You might even like your yarmulke might even fall off, right? And your kids will be schlepping you and saying, Abba, Abba, they're not going to call you Tati. Well, you never know if you marry a Chassidish girl, Aviel, so they might call you Tati, Tati, but they'll probably call you Abba. So Shabbos, guys, dream, and I'll tell you why I'm saying that. The most lichtig, the most light, the most delight that you will have in your life, the most delight you will have in your life is sitting and having conversations with your wife, having conversations with your children, not arguments, conversations till 2 o'clock in the morning, till 3 o'clock in the morning. That's why you have to have that. Why do you think I have the minyan here so late Shabbos morning? You have to. There's a reason why people. Okay, Eretz Yisrael's lamala min ateva. You got to daven. You daven at 9:30, 10 o'clock, so you could stay up. You could stay up late, schmoozy. You have your chullin. You put on your Friday night. You have your Friday night chullin. You have your Friday night chullin. You have a schmooze with your wife. You listen to your wife. Your wife listens to you. You play games with your kids. You fall asleep together on the couch. That's light. The world outside makes everything so complicated. The world outside says you got to make a lot of money. The world outside says you got to be somebody. You don't have to be anybody. 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 You here in yeshiva, one of the things we love to talk about in yeshiva, I'm going to get to Torah in a second. One of the things we like to talk about is this. Why do I like to talk about this? Because at the end of the day, Emir Tashem, when you will raise the family that you want to raise, I think one of the guys said it yesterday, if you're giving in to your anger, if you're giving in to your desires, if you're not able to rule over yourself, if you're not able to get control of yourself, Yaakov Avinu Yaakov Avinu represents the ability for all of us to have that clarity of what I want in my life. What I want in my life, and that I want to be koivish myself. I don't want to have to give in to my desires and therefore not see the beauty in my wife. Everybody here wants to see the beauty in your wife. If you don't think, and I'm not saying this chas v'shalom as a threat, I'm just saying this that you have to be very, very careful as you get older and older. You have to learn. Each and every one of us has to learn to be koivish oneself, to get control over yourself, to control your mind, to control your heart, to control yourself, to be able to live the life that you want to live. To live the life that you want to live. There's nothing stopping each and every one of us from living the life that we want to live. You can actually live that life that you want to live. Don't let the world. Rashi says, the Pasuk actually says it. He says that Yaakov Avinu asked the Yetzirah what his name is. One of the most incredible psukim for me in the Bereishis. And what did the Yetzirah tell him? What did he say? What did he say his name? Why did Yaakov Avinu want to know the name of the Yetzirah? The reason Yaakov Avinu wanted to know the name of the Yetzirah is because he wanted to be at a fight that Yetzirah and give it over to his children to say, this is your Yetzirah, so be careful with this Yetzirah. And what was the answer to what the Yetzirah's name was? The answer was, why are you asking me what my name is? Why are you asking me my name? Basically saying, as Rashi says, they don't have a name. Ein lanu shem kavua. Mishtanen shmoseinu akol lefi mitzvos avodas hashlichus sha'anu mishtalchim. Your shlichus, your mission in this world is exactly what your mission is right now. That is your mission. No one can tell you what your mission is.